In parts of Bucks and Montgomery counties, thousands of people live in flood zones along the Perkiomen watershed. From WHYY News' climate desk, Zoe Reed reports lawmakers and environmental groups have put together a plan to protect people in their homes from the next big storm.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, the Perkiomen Creek rose to 26 feet, flooding houses and businesses. The storm killed 4 people, caused millions of dollars in damage, and destroyed an estimated 70 homes along the Perkiomen watershed. More than 4 years later, dozens of families have abandoned their homes as part of a FEMA buyout program. Ryan Belts is the executive director of the Perkiomen Watershed Conservancy. He says development and paving has made flooding worse.
It's a beautiful area and people want to live here, and I get it. I live here. But the answer is trying to slow the water from getting to the creeks. So if we can build in a sustainable way, then there's room for everybody.
Some of the proposed solutions include installing rain gardens, strengthening land use regulations, and improving stormwater infrastructure. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.